理课堂听 class.com。
Previously on Prison Break. I'm through. See you on the other side.
It can't be done.
We're not getting out of here. There's only one person who can really stop this execution. Would you talk to your father for me?
I'm the last person in the world that my father listens to.
The governor has reviewed your case. He's not granting clemency. Let's proceed.
Came in here, a man. Give me the strength to walk out of here, a man.
Doctor, you can leave now.
Sam. Michael.
What's he saying?
Turn around. Sam.
What do you think he's saying?
Michael, turn around.
I can't tell you how sorry I am that you've had to go through all of this.
Lincoln.
What happened in there?
Judge Kessler called. The execution's been delayed.
What do you mean, delayed?
Apparently some new evidence has come to light.
What evidence?
I don't understand. How long do we have? 1 day? 2 days?
It's all the information I have at the moment. I'm sorry. I'll give you a minute.
We need to know how much time we have.
I'll go and see the judge and find out. You're with Michael. He'll be okay.
Did you see him?
Who?
The guy in the viewing room.
No.
It was Dad.
is possible. I saw him.
I don't know how you could have. There are only half a dozen people in that room. Me, Veronica, and a bunch of reporters. He wasn't there.
You know that.
I do. I would have recognized him.
You don't remember what he looks like. I do.
This is a man who took off, what, 30 years ago? Why would he come back now? At the very last minute.
I don't know.
Why is he still alive?
It appears that some information was anonymously slipped to the judge.
Anonymously? It was your fat little friend, Hale. If you had taken care of him
sooner... It wasn't Hale.
How do you know that?
If Hale had given Veronica Donovan anything that could have gotten a stay of execution, I think she would have brought it up when she made her argument in court. It didn't come from him.
Well, who else on your end knows?
Who else on your end knows? Why all the finger-pointing at us? Are you sure that the leak didn't come from your end, from the company?
Hey, we are all on the same team. Remember?
Absolutely.
Just find the leak and plug it.
Thank you, ma'am.
One more thing. The next time you're in my office, I expect you to stand when you're addressing me.
Absolutely.
All I can tell is I was working late in chambers. I left at 11, and there it was, right under my door. One is Terrence Stedman's autopsy report. In it, his appendix is noted as present and unremarkable. The other paper is an operative report from when Mr. Stedman was 12 years old. The procedure was an appendectomy.
It's impossible. Let me see this.
I want the conviction overturned and Lincoln Burroughs immediately released from custody.
Whoa. Not so fast. These records haven't even been certified.
The hospital can tell you.
The hospital does not keep records going back that far. I checked.
So as far as we know, these documents could be a hoax from some anti-death penalty advocate or, dare I say it, defense counsel.
Oh, please, you're preposterous.
Let's just all take a deep breath here, okay? I don't know what these papers mean. And for that reason, I'd like to err on the side of caution. I'm going to delay the execution for 2 weeks. That should give us more than enough time to exhume the body.
Exhume the body, Your Honor? All due respect, that is a drastic measure.
It's also the only way we're going to know if that body in the ground is really Terrence Stedman.
So that's not Stedman that was buried?
We don't know. If it isn't, Lincoln's free. If it is, we're right back where we started. Take care of yourself, Michael.
So that body, what if it's him?
Well, I'm not going to sit around hoping.
What does that mean?
It means we get back to work.
God, I was hoping you would say that.
Digging up the body.
To be honest, I've never been in a situation like this before. If nothing else, you can be glad that you've got people who go to extreme lengths to get you out of here.
I couldn't. Warden, at the execution, there was a man in the viewing room. Just wondering if you or anyone in the prison had spoken to him.
According to this, those present were your brother, his attorney, and three reporters. Two women and a man.
The man? Who was he?
He's from the Headline Press. William Prawl. You know him?
No.
Guard.
Hold it steady, please. What exactly are you looking for in all that ink? A new way out of here.
You don't know all those plans by now?
No. Memorizing it would be like memorizing the phone book.
Yeah, but why not just start off Route 66?
Contingencies.
Contingencies? You
saying you find another way?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
There's always been another way.
But it's suicide.
Man, I'm so cold. My hands are stinging.
You know what they say about weather in the Midwest. If you don't like it, wait an hour.
We're still going out through the infirmary, and we're still going to do it from the guards room. It's just the in-between that's going to have to change.
But wait a minute. Why are you changing the plan, man? We're already through that room beneath the infirmary. That's all we got to do is get through that pipe, and we're home free.
There's a reason they replaced it with a 12-inch pipe, Darwin. People can't get through it. The only way we're getting into that infirmary is from beneath. We're going to have to find another way.
The psych ward?
It's the only building that shares a subsurface line with the infirmary.
You're telling me to get to the infirmary, we got to go through the whack shack?
Unless you've got a better idea.
And there's a subsurface line that runs from the guards room to the psych ward.
Sort of.
Oh, what do you mean, sort of?
We can go into that hole in the guards room. About 40 yards up Route 66, there's a grate, and that'll get us halfway there.
And what about the rest of the way?
We got to do it above ground.
Oh, so just a bunch of cons taking a stroll in the middle of the night for all the guards to see.
Yep.
You're right. It is suicide.
This grate that you're talking about, it's hidden, right, partner? COs can't see it.
Not exactly.
Well, where is it?
You're standing on it.
Oh, hell no. When we come up out of that ground there, that tower there, that tower there, that tower behind me is gonna see us. It'll be like ducks in a shooting range, you feel me?
Hurry it up, Con!
Your plan sucks, Snowflake.
Back into the walls tonight.
Why?
I gotta get over to Psych Ward, familiarize myself with the pipes beneath, make sure we can get through.
I don't know, Michael. Zeno's got a point. We come up in the middle of that yard, we're sitting ducks.
I know.
I might have an idea.
My family and I are more than dismayed by Judge Kessler's decision to allow the exhumation of my brother. This stunt by Lincoln Burrow's defense counsel is an affront and an insult to the memory of my brother, a good man who tried to make positive change in this country. This is being done in the name of trying to release a convicted killer from prison.
Instead of asking for a green burial,
unembalming, biodegradable coffin, it's very environmentally aware.
You're smart if you don't want the body to be identified.
We haven't hung in months, and now you want a favor?
You know I love you, cuz. Well, that's a big ass. I gotta say no.
You can't say no.
Whatever. If my mom, or worse, your mom knows I did anything in here to get you in trouble, forget it.
I'm in prison, Pendejo. How much trouble can I get into?
A lot.
Damn. You owe me.
Like hell I do. It's your turn, not mine.
It's Mangini's broken window?
The Terrado sisters?
Your brother's lost El Camino?
The church collection basket?
The donkey.
Yo.
We took an oath, bro.
Don't make me break it.
Come on, Link. You want to catch batting practice? Let's hurry. Take my hand.
Great seats, huh? See number 11 over there? Keep your eye on him. Watch him closely.
You get caught with this, they'll kill you.
Hey, can I need this back by morning? They'll know if something like that is missing. And cuz, now you owe me.
Drop something. Does that say Iraq?
Thanks.
Must look busy.
What the hell?
Oh, shoot.
Bro, what did you do?
It's the cement we dug up.
My God, you cons are slower than a spelling bee full of stutterers. Y'all think you can slow walk this job, play grab ass in here, drag it out for months? Get to work.
You got it, boss.
How about it, 8-Ball? Get to work.
Oh, yeah, boss, my leg is fell asleep.
You disobeying me, convict?
Man said get to work.
What the hell is your problem, old head?
My problem is young con punks who don't know how things work around here. Construction's a sweet gig. You want to clean toilets? Be my guest. Otherwise, grab a hammer.
All right. Still got some piss and vinegar in those old veins, huh, Charles? I like it.
Close one, huh?
Do with this.
It was Ole Miss, right? Ole Miss?
Nah, it was a Midwestern.
Hey, Iowa.
No, not Iowa. Hold on a sec.
Hey, Bagwell.
Hey, you know what school Art Schleister played for?
I'm really sure there, boss.
I really ain't much of a football guy, boss. Too much violence.
Come on, you know the guy I'm talking about, Art Schleister, the quarterback. Got nailed for gambling?
No, really ring a bell.
Bet if I asked you what his ass looked like, you'd remember. And maybe someone in the brain trust knows.
Stolte, come on, man, let's jack him up.
Hold on, I just want to figure this out. It's driving me crazy.
Ohio State.
That's right, he was a Buckeye. Hey, you're not completely worthless after all.
How's your stomach? Any more vomiting?
Nauseous. Must be the nerves.
It's understandable, considering. I can give you something for it.
No, it's fine.
All right. You let me know if there's anything you need.
Ask you a question, Doc.
Yeah, what?
With all that went down yesterday, head pounding, heart racing, could that cause me to see something that wasn't there?
Yeah, Yeah, anxiety attacks are often accompanied by flashes of light, black spots.
No. I saw someone in the viewing room.
There were people there.
This person couldn't have been there.
Yeah, Lincoln, you've heard of a post-traumatic stress disorder, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call you a prime candidate. I don't think a lot of people have been through what you just did. So if you thought you saw someone, it's possible that it was your subconscious giving you what you wanted, whoever it was that you wanted to be there with you in that moment to comfort you. Who was it you thought you saw?
Thanks, Doc. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Seen a lot of rackets in my time. But if you're doing what I think you're doing with those postcards, yours definitely takes the cake.
Yeah, how about saving the small talk, old head? Because you and I ain't got nothing in common.
What do you do? Write them here and then send them to a pal in Iraq and have him mail them your wife's way?
You know, why don't you just shut your word hole? Because you don't know nothing about my racket.
A con pretending he ain't in a hole to his family. I've seen that once or twice. But Iraq?
Yeah, and you the one to talk.
Dee Dee, is that your wife or your kid?
Now, you listen. I don't even want you to say her name in this prison. You feel me?
Her daughter. Definitely a daughter.
Yeah, how would you know?
Because I got one myself. You know, after you break outside these walls, that's the first place they're going to look for you, family.
And why is it you think that I'm that dumb that I would go directly there?
Because that's exactly the first place I'm going to go. Turns out maybe we got something in common after all.
Watch him closely. Mid-level reliever at best, but he's always working at it. That's why he's your old man's favorite player. Work ethic.
William Prohl. You know him?
The pipe system beneath the psych ward is, well, it's complex. It'd be real easy to get lost.
How complex can it be?
Very. When they built this place in 1858, the pipes were lead. A century later, they discovered lead was a health risk, so they went to copper. They never removed the lead pipes. It cost too much. There's thousands of yards of the stuff still down there. And then a few years ago, they switched to industrial plastic. Again, it was cheaper just to lay it over the old stuff. If I make a wrong turn down there tonight, I won't make it back by count.
But you won't make the wrong turn, right?
Thank you.
I don't believe my eyes. One of the Blues actually coming into Psych Ward.
I got a hit the head, and I didn't want to walk all the way back to A-Wing. Mind if I use your facilities?
Yeah, be my guest. I don't know why you guys are so scared of the Whack Shack. I mean, between the killers and the crazies, I'll take the crazies. Because the crazy steps out of line, all I gotta do is shoot him with 40 cc's to shut your trap, and it's Betty Bye.
So, which way is the bathroom?
Down the hall, through the door, make a right. Hey, Blue, what you doing down here?
Hey, I was just looking for the bathroom.
Down here?
Yeah, you said down the hall, through the door, and to the left.
No, I said through the door and make a right.
Ah, my bad. Have a good night.
Blue, hold up. Don't you still gotta take a leak?
Yeah. Which way was that again?
With decomposition this extensive, the most accurate identification tool is dental records. We made an imprint of the deceased teeth and compared them to the dental records of Terrence Stedman.
And?
They were a perfect match.
Thank you, Doctor.
That can't be Terrence.
If you like, you can bring in a forensic examiner of your own choosing to examine the body. But I can tell you now, they'll come to the same conclusion that I have.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're proud of this. You've gotten your pound of flesh. Are you done now? Or would you like to hurt my family some more?
Stop by maintenance real quick. I'll be up in a minute.
Kidding me? I can't. It's melting into your skin.
If the guards catch me wearing this, I'm a dead man.
Bro, it's just not.
Do it. Please do it.
Ready? One.
So sick of Schofield's smart mouth that you decided to deep fry him. Is that it?
I didn't do anything to him, I swear.
Let's review. A locked cell. Two inmates. One gets branded like a South Dakota steer. You think we should call Matlock in on this one?
Who's Matlock?
Fernando. You're only going to make things more difficult if you don't cooperate.
I told you I didn't burn him. I found him like that.
You found him like that.
He was acting kind of weird when we lined up for final count. He was sweating, you know? But he's not a big talker anyway, so I didn't think much of it. Middle of the night, I get up, you know, to shake hands with the president. And there he is, face down on the floor.
My ass.
Ask him yourself what the doc's done with him.
I didn't touch him.
Painkillers?
bad, is it?
I'd take the pills.
Do I get to see it?
No, bandage stays on for now. Take your pills. Cellmate do this to you?
Zucker, right? No.
Who did?
This is the part where I don't answer you.
All right. I'll have you sent back to your cell. All yours. Hey, Katie, it's me. Listen, you come up to my office for a second. I got something I want to show you.
What the hell am I going to do now? I'm a dead man.
I'm sorry, cuz. It was an accident.
Bull's going to see this and flip his lid.
Hey, Slim. You got my unit ready?
It's been a bit of a problem, boss.
What the hell is this?
I left the iron on it too long.
You are as stupid as you are fat. You know that, D-Cups? My new shirt's coming out of your kick. You're going to tell me right now.
Tell you what?
What the hell you got going on that's got you burning up guard suits?
Trust me, primo. The less you know, the better. Any news?
No, not yet. Testing takes a couple of days.
What do you remember, Dad?
Your dad?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know him. Your mom said some pretty horrible stuff about him when we were growing up.
I think I saw him. When I was in the chair.
Lincoln.
It was him. I know it was.
How would you know? You haven't seen his face in 30 years.
A name that was used. Willie Prawl.
So?
It's the name of this guy I threw for Chicago back in the day. Dad and me were really into him, but I'd forgotten all about him. It's really weird. Been having these dreams, memories, things I guess I suppressed when he left, but...
This man who came to the execution, how do you know he used that name?
Pope told me.
Was that before or after you had the dream? Look, I'm sorry, okay? I don't mean to challenge what you're saying, but your dad's been MIA almost your entire life.
I know what I saw, V. I know what I saw.
This is the security camera footage of the courthouse from the night that Judge Kessler got those documents. Now, check out this guy. He is very skilled. He moves casually enough to avoid suspicion. You see how he shifts his hat when he turns corners to hide his face? He knows exactly where those cameras are. Wait, right there. See that reflection? Rewind it. Right, can you blow that up?
Son of a bitch.
What?
I know that guy.
What is it?
It was fused into Michael Schofield's skin. I removed it during the debridement procedure.
What about it?
Well, this fabric doesn't come from a standard issue prison uniform.
Where'd it come from then?
As far as I can tell, a guard's uniform.
Thank you.
blueprints. The ones we need to get from the psych ward to the infirmary. Our map out of here. They're gone.